Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of Mega, a comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he fuck, but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Best I... Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Go, Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're Jesus, the best. You the be-
okay,
best
never mind.
Best I ever had. Best wow. I ever had.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
All right, and thank you for coming. Welcome to the French Trump presidential press conference. It shall begin right now. I shall answer your questions from the press.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. President, Coral Seeger here from the Kansas City Star. Nancy Pelosi has called you. Thank you. Nancy Pelosi has called you morbidly obese. Are you?
Get out of my head, Nancy Pelosi. Get out of my head, you scarf-wearing egret. I cannot talk about it right now because I have instructed my Attorney General Bill Barr to begin an investigation into how Barack Obama caused me to gain weight. People are saying he did some really awful things. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Yes, Mr. President. Emmett Manning at New York Newsday. You have said you think it's stupid to investigate Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for using his staff, who are government employees, to do domestic chores for him when his wife isn't home.
Yes, because it is stupid. This is the Secretary of State. He's very important. Maybe he's on the phone with the Kim Jong-un getting pointers on dictatorship for moi. Like, oui, Monsieur Un. So you imprison those who tell the truth and you torture them. Hold on. Don't speak so fast. This is great stuff. My boss is going to love it. Wait. I'm sorry, Monsieur Un. My dog needs to go out. Steve Mnuchin, please walk my dog. Oh, you can't, Steve Mnuchin? Okay. Brackbull, come walk my dog. See? Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Thank you, Mr.
Yes,
President.
You.
Strickland Parks here with the Santa Fe Express. I was wondering why you don't use the information about the pandemic that can be gathered from modeling, like, for example, from MIT.
Who would listen to an MIT model? They're not attractive. They don't get out a lot. They are pale and pasty, not orange. And what woman would study modeling at MIT? It is an engineering school. They are not prepared. to tell a woman how to look bored in Versace. I don't use MIT models. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo from ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo. I love Tony Romo. Are you still working delivering the pizza? Oh, I love it when you come to the White House. Yeah. Go ahead, Tony Romo. Go ahead. Ask me a question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our infection rate and death rate from COVID-19 are some of the highest in the world. Why have you said it's a badge of honor?
Because it is a badge of honor. If you're doing a lot of testing, you're going to find a lot of cases. But many of them are not all that sick. I have asked Google and Walmart and the MyPillow guy to make a test that tells you how infected someone is, because many people who are just a little infected could still get up and do Mike Pompeo's dishes. They're not sick, they're traitors. Mike Pompeo is a good man. He should not have to do his own dishes just because some barely sick COVID-19 patient say, I can't breathe, and his lazy wife is not. Do you know what Mike Pompeo's wife does every night after dinner? She says, oh, Mike, I have to go out for a little while.
Mr. President, I did not ask that question. However, couldn't the Secretary of State and his wife have afforded to hire someone to walk their dog and wash their dishes before the stay-at-home order?
Next question,
Mr. President.
Next question.
I have a follow-up. I have a follow-up, Mr. President. Just to follow up on what my colleague was asking, why should over 90,000 dead in our country from COVID-19 be a badge of honor?
Look, we do not have nearly as many Germans dead as they have in Germany. They have a terrible problem of dead Germans in Germany. That woman is not doing a good job at all. And many of our dead are not that dead. They are just lying very still and holding their breaths like this. See? You thought I was dead, didn't you? Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Coral Seeger again here, Kansas City Star. You've said you were taking hydroxychloroquine, which of course is not considered safe for use against COVID-19. You also refer to it as hydroxy, giving it a friendly, fun image. Why?
It is, my friend. After I have sex with hookers, I take the penny. And I take the Addy, and I take the hydroxy. I put a little hat on it, a chapeau, and I draw a little face on it, and we watch TV on the couch together. I say, hydroxy, and he says, oui, French President Trump. And I say, I think they like me on the Fox, don't you, hydroxy? And he says, oui, French President Trump, and I like you too. And I say, watch this, hydroxy. And he says, oh, French President Trump, I thought you were dead. Don't scare more like that. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. President, Tony Romo again with ABC News.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Mr. President. Thank you. Do you think the American people should be comfortable with a president who does not follow professional medical advice?
I tell you what I think. I think you are not good at your job. I think you should go walk Pompeo's dog. Do you know why I don't wear a mask? So that I can blow my large asymptomatic COVID-19 infected respiratory droplets directly into your big fucking mouth. This press conference is over!
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.
Hey, Paula. You know, every once in a while, we get a new advertiser that I get super excited about. And I have to say, just because of the circumstances of my life, right now, I'm really excited about our new advertiser, Quince, of Quince.com, the clothing provider.
not to be mistaken for Quince from Midsummer Night's Dream. And let me just say this, and maybe it's not important to an advertisement, but when I was in the fourth grade, our class put on a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay.
And I played Peter Quince. There's the connection.
One of the mechanicals. That's a great connection. Also, yes, has nothing to do with this, which is that Quince is an online clothing store. And as you know, Paula, I've lost a little weight lately.
Oh, right.
75 pounds. Yeah. So I literally have no clothes that are in my size until I just ordered some stuff at Quince. And I figured, like, here's a chance for me to create a new look for myself. A whole new image.
And how's it going?
Not bad. I mean, the clothes are fantastic. I know that you ordered some too. What I got is the Comfort Stretch Traveler 5-pocket pants. And I got I got the 100% European linen shirt, and it looks breezy and it fits beautifully. And these are like premium pieces of clothing that are selling for like, you know, $30 a piece or starting at $30 at quince.com. It's awesome. I look good.
I ordered the brushed lounge jogger.
Ooh.
And, you know, I put them on when I came back from New York. I pulled them on and I swear to you, okay, this is not scientific because I was tired already.
Right.
But they were so soft and so comfortable that honestly, like right as I got them up to my waist, I think my eyes closed. They're so, it's a softness. It's a kind of softness that I don't think I've ever experienced in a garment, honestly.
You know, my drawstring European linen trousers are a little bit like that too. Like so comfortable that I just want to hang out with myself.
Sure. Yeah. And they're European. Keep that in mind.
They are so European. And you can get those kinds. You can get washable silk tops. You can get 14 karat gold jewelry and like all these accessories.
Quince sells a lineup of timeless pieces that keep their customers looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm not certain that I look chic, but certainly if I did, it's not going to take a lot of effort.
I now look chic and I feel pretty great. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabric. It's all good as far as I can see.
Is it my imagination or do they cut out the middleman?
They cut out the middleman, Paula Poundstone.
I love it when they cut out the middleman. That's the thing, they cut out the middleman. That's fantastic.
So be like me and Paula. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/nobody for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/nobody to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/nobody. And honestly, I look fantastic. Paula, you won't be able to keep your hands off me.
Oh, I can't wait. And don't think that if you had to return something, don't think you're sending it to a middleman because they cut out the middleman.
They cut out the middleman. That's quince.com/nobody. And if you're going to do it anyway,
use our code.